You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Quite extraordinary things, happenings, Don, in the football world, away from the field, with your club in particular, Don.
Hawthorn.
Well done, yes, that's your
and
club.
And isn't it interesting that they instigated the investigation themselves and it's really backfired on the club?
Hawthorn?
Hawthorn. There wasn't an external probe, it was an internal investigation and, have been unearthed. But we spoke about that last week.
This is Bill, who's still in the house and is now listening to a phone message on speakerphone. But Bill, push on. No, that's all right. Now, Don.
But if it was anyone else, Bill, you know, he's very, very tolerant.
No,
Bill,
not,
you?
Oh, of course geez. He's
why don't you be your normal
up,
self and rip Bill apart?
So, Don, this is I'm going to read out a thing that you know what it is. I'm going to read some of it out because some of it's probably a bit...
I think it's a little bit, yeah.
It's a bit, not scathing, it's a bit libelous. Well,
conspiracy theories, aren't they?
Conspiracy
theories.
Conspiracy theory, Don, not a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, right, I thought I was someone else.
So listen to me, Don, please. This has been circulating, and I'm going to read out some of it, because I won't read out other parts of it, because some of it's probably libelous.
We'll be going to Justin Quill.
This is someone's opinion. I don't know. General opinion of what's going on at Hawthorn. And I'm reading, and I'll truncate some of it. The Hawthorn report has been under lock and key for months, though knowledge existed at AFL executive level and an agreement with the named individuals embargoed until Brisbane had completed the season. They didn't mention, what's his name?
Chris Fagan.
Chris Fagan's name, because they wanted Brisbane to finally find where their finals campaign ended. Kevin Sheedy, now this is, just a minute. I can read this out. I'll tell you why I can read this out. Kevin Sheedy was tipped off about the report through his deep connections with Indigenous Australia and sabotaged Essendon's attempt to lure Clarkson and in the process toppled the Essendon board to protect the club from another public relations disaster. Current favourite for the Essendon role, Adam Uze, will not be appointed to the role as he will be implicated in the review with the decision to be announced after the grand final and James Hurd appointed under Kevin Sheedy's direction. Media speculation about Brad Scott, so it goes on and on. But I just wanted to mention the stuff about Kevin Sheedy because that's pretty controversial or pretty...
There's a couple of other things. There's a couple of other things in there that you didn't mention, and I'm just going to keep that because
you do it.
No, I'm not going to do it because I would like to see whether they bear fruit. But the interesting thing about
I just say about Kevin Sheedy? So I read that out purposely, and I thought, well, if there's a conspiracy theory, who is what people don't do is they go to the source. So I rang Kevin Sheedy up because I said I'd. Are you familiar with this going around? And he's in Quebec, in Canada, and he rang me back. And I had a chat to him. I said, is this correct about you having prior knowledge and warning the Essendon board because you didn't want to be involved in another scandal and you're close to the Indigenous people and you knew about the report? He said, absolutely not. He said, this is not right. Now, that's what he said. He said, this is just nonsense. And this is someone making that up. That's what he said. So I thought that I've seen this from a number of different sources, that he has put the kibosh on Essendon getting Clarkson and all that sort of stuff. He said he had no knowledge of the prior knowledge to the thing, whether that's right or not. That's what he said. So we've cleared that up with the man himself. Don, that's why I read that out.
Well, I just think this is shameful what's going on.
Not because
it's Hawthorn, but for anybody. And I think there could be cases of litigation. It could be a case for litigation here. And it's interesting that, you know, four people have been stood down or are standing down, yet there's two, Stuart Fox, who was the CEO at Hawthorn at the time. He's now in charge at the MCC. He hasn't stood down. And Mark Evans, who's at the Gold Coast, was the football manager at Hawthorn, and he hasn't stood down yet. Clarkson, Fagan, Justin, the welfare. And also Andrew Newbold, who's on the commission.
The welfare at Essendon?
No, at Hawthorn.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Justin Bird, I think his name was. And also Andrew Newbold, who's on the commission, AFL commission, have all stood down pending this, yet two haven't. So there's an inconsistency there. And the other thing, as we mentioned last week when it first surfaced from the ABC, nobody's come forward to substantiate. It's easy to throw mud, but put your hand up and say, yes, it's me that's throwing it.
Speculation and scuttlebutt, trashing people's reputations and not giving them a forum to respond is just how the press works, Don. And whether any of this can be substantiated, the only people who know if any of this is correct or not are the two people involved. That is Fagan and Sheedy. And in what context any of these conversations took place. And this starts again. This happened with Essendon, with the drugs thing. They just go run rampant, and they tend to believe certain sections of the argument over and above the other sections of the argument, because it seems to be the best thing to do, because we jump into the lifeboats. But those people should stand tall.
But I don't think they're going to stand tall, because there was a report in the Daily Mail yesterday that these people are frightened to come or have said their piece, and that's all they wanted to do.
That's what I'm
It was an article yesterday that these people will not come forward. Now,
that's what I'm saying. The only people that were Sheedy and Fagan, the only Sheedy. People did. Oh, sorry, no, beg your pardon. Clarkson and Fagan are the only people who know, A, if those conversations took place and in what context. Context is important. And the very fact that those people who have been the accusers won't...
John, those people who have done the accusing will not stand up now.
I've just
so
said
what's the
just
point of having
that.
Yeah, but what's the point of having an inquiry they're going to go on with?
Well, so then the salacious reporting that has gone on about these two people, they'll now find, a bit like what happened to us, they'll now find that they'll have to justify why they mention those things if no one will substantiate those claims, Don.
And also one assistant coach, it was reported, has put an accusation forward calling the coaching department at Hawthorn as similar to Russian mafia. Now, again, there's no name.
Is that not Mr. Anderson? No.
Anderson?
Oh, I don't know.
It's an assistant coach who was at Hawthorn at the time.
Jed now, Anderson?
No, he's a player.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So he's a player who was cleared by Hawthorn, but assistant coach has come up, and it's reported in the, I think it's the Herald Sun, referring to Hawthorn's football
so the Daily
department
Mail
as Russian mafia.
The Daily Mail reported it, did they?
No, they reported the fact that people are unwilling to come forward.
Why?
Because they believe that they've done what they set out to do.
Oh,
Draw attention to the fact that so-called racism existed at Hawthorn. They've done their job, so they're not willing to come forward now to substantiate it.
That couldn't be the reason. If you're going to load the gun, you've got to fire the bullets.
I understand. Go and read the article.
Oh, well, the Daily Mail put out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd make it right.
Why?
Well, have you ever known a newspaper to give it a slant that doesn't put them in a good light?
The other side is retribution. I think that's been defamatory, and
if no one will come forward and substantiate what they've said is defamatory,
exactly.
Yep. So let's hope they take some action. That you just can't have this go on, and this gets back to. The whole thing about, I see Eddie Betts wants a, Disney wants a every club to have a investigation.
Internal investigation.
Maybe they should enlist the services of Jacinta Price to come and speak some sense into some of her countrymen.
John, the other interesting thing is when we started playing football, there were about, over my period of nearly 15 years, I think there may have been five Indigenous players.
Yes.
Played the game. Now, what football has done is offered an opportunity.
Yes.
And the talents have been recognised. The Indigenous players' talents have been recognised. There are more players playing now than ever before. And for you and I, we were very, well, I'm certainly thankful and gave me a lot of exposure and confidence, whatever else. And if I don't know what I would have done if it wasn't for football. And I think these people should also appreciate what football has done.
Spot on, Don. But there is no place for racism in the overall general community, whether it be football or not. And we always say that as a saver. But so be very sceptical of any of the statements that are made on any matter regarding racism at this stage, because it is it's grist for the mill. It just is salacious, and until proven and until substantiated, it just tends to divide people, and it has a fractious intent on the community. Now, is any light-hearted thing? Is there anything else that you actually gleaned out of the press or the media?
Well, okay, the media side. I like top-level sport. At the moment, if you didn't realise, the World Cup or the World Championship or whatever you like to call it is happening in Sydney, women's basketball.
Basketball or netball?
Basketball. Yes, basketball. The best players are playing and representing their countries. Why isn't this on free-to-air television? Why isn't it receiving more? It is receiving publicity, but why isn't it receiving more? We get the AFLW games on a Saturday or whenever it is, and that leaves a lot to be desired. And we've got unbelievably good athletes. I don't know why the women's movement are not up in arms and showing the best, because here it is being showcased in Australia, in Sydney, yet not receiving the publicity or exposure that it really does deserve. And
well,
I find it very, very frustrating.
Well, I agree with you, Don, but it's all predicated surely on a potential audience viewing and ratings, and someone might have done their homework and decided that women's basketball does not attract the number of viewers that we would like. I don't know. What else would the reason be?
But they're talking about women's exposure in sport not getting a fair go in comparison to men. Here's the championship. Why not put the best on?
Well, isn't it on one of the adjunct stations to 9 or 7 or 10?
Not free-to-air. I haven't found it.
Free-to-air is 7, mate, isn't it? And 9 is 9, whatever. They all the others.
Well, I hope it is,
because there's 5 or 6 different stations.
I will go back and have a look. I thought it was on pay-to-air if it was being telecast.
Yeah, so women's basketball, you got off the netball. You were very, very up and about with the netball.
The netball's
finished.
Giving
shout-out to people that you were looking over one stage.
Netball's finished down in our way.
Oh, so you're not going down looking over the fence and picking out women that
finished.
You'd like to give a shout-out to that you don't know their names.
Sorrento
of.
Only made the preliminary final and missed out there.
Don't touch that. You're going to break it. Everything
now,
you touch.
Now, last night you wouldn't have watched the ABC, but could
that's
I give
correct.
There's a shout-out. Zan Rowe, who is on Triple M, I think it is.
Zan. Is that a man or a woman?
It's a woman.
Zan Rowe.
Yes, and I think it's either 8 or 8:30. I happened to tune in, and it's called Take 5. It's a music show.
Take 5.
And she interviewed Keith Urban last night.
Yep.
A fantastic interview.
Yep.
The research, the product, the guts of the show was sensational,
right.
Very well produced.
Good.
And next week, Missy Higgins. So if you're into music, Missy Higgins. So if you're into Australian music, tune in on a Tuesday night, either 8 or 8:30. I forget what time it was, but it was
Zanro.
Very, very, very good show.
Take 5.
Who had Take 5? Who came out with a song, Take 5?
No, that was Dave Brubeck.
Well done, Johnny.
And who was his drummer? Joe Morello.
Oh, I don't know.
And
you're
Paul
drums.
Desmond was his saxophonist. And Paul Desmond, Take 5. Da 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 Now, Don, did you? What was Keith Urban's great hit?
No, I don't know. God,
oh, so
I'm not into him.
Oh, he's great talent.
Married terrific to, talent.
Married to
Nicole Kidman.
Nick.
And came from Caboolture. What else do you want to know?
Caboolture.
Caboolture in Queensland. Yeah. But it was a terrific. It was a terrific interview.
So Zan, what is she's just an interviewer, is she?
Well, she's a presenter on Triple M. Presents music or.
And Missy Higgins. What's her? What's Missy
she's
Higgins?
A singer.
I know who she is. What's her big song?
I would never.
So you don't know nothing, do you? It's not a quiz or anything. It's just what else you've been watching on. I tell you what I watched. Now, here's a couple of shows. I was a bit fascinated by them. I've mentioned this before. Have you ever watched, you want to add your dinner before you watch it. You ever watched Dr. Pimple Popper?
What?
That is Dr. Pimple Popper. That is a woman, a surgeon or a person, a doctor. And she extracts boils and warts and lumps and growths from people's face and body. It is horrendous. How they'd make a show out of it, it's fascinating. You can't watch half it. This bloke had a lump over his eye the big size of a golf ball. Why? It took him 2 years to go to Dr. Pimple Popper, and he couldn't see around this. He called it big ugly bump. He called it bub. He called it big ugly bump. And she cut this thing out seriously. You couldn't watch it. And when they went back after 10 weeks after it hauled it up, he just looked like a normal person. I'm wondering why it took him 2 years to have the thing cut off his face.
Boils. Did you have boils? They're a thing of the past, aren't they?
Did I have them?
Did you have them growing up?
Yes.
Do you think, why don't aren't boils? I don't know if anyone who gets boils nowadays.
Raylene got them.
Raylene who?
Boyle. Don. And
how did you treat, now just going back, because when you mentioned boils, I just thought of how the way we used to treat them.
Squeeze them and the cord come out and pus would fly out.
We used to also fill up the milk bottles, the glass milk bottles, with steam.
Yeah, like an inhalation.
And so it was full of steam. You put it over the boil and then it'd slowly cool down and out. What are you looking at, Bill? You're fascinated.
So why do we have boils? Why do
I think
boils?
It's got to be the diet.
Diet it would be, yeah.
But as the bottle cooled down with the steam inside, it would draw the boil, the core out.
Maybe that's how the bong started.
What?
A bong. You know what a bong is?
No, I don't. Tell me what a bong is.
Well, a bong, isn't it, is a big container where you...
What?
Put marijuana in and...
Really?
Don't you? Or some drug substance.
Yeah, could we put some of that marijuana oil in?
No, not the marijuana oil, because that's had the toxic intent taken out of it. That's why, I think. But it isn't a bong where you light up... what do you put in bongs?
You
inhale them
town.
Through... They put water on them and they boil them up and you put... not heroin, I don't know what you're putting them. Bongs are a big thing. They make them out of anything that you can stick a hole in and stick a tube in and light it and it blows your head off. It's like launching a rocket, Don. Like launching a rocket. Anything else that's caught you? Dr. Pimple Popper. And what was the other thing I watched? Botched. Botched is plastic surgery
isn't
gone
that
wrong.
Shocking.
Shocking.
It's are those blokes been touched up as well? The doctors?
I beg your pardon, Don?
The doctors. Have they touched themselves up?
What do you mean by that?
Well, have you looked at their faces?
Oh, I see. They've had surgery performed on them.
Well, do they touch themselves up or...?
There's people out there, Don, that shouldn't be walking on the streets. They ask... doctors to perform facial surgery on them that makes them look like imps, witches, foxes. They have genuine lumps sewn into their foreheads to make them look like ogres. It is extraordinary, Don, that there's people out there. And then there's, what about, I've mentioned this before, my 1,000-pound sister. This is people who weigh 1,000 pounds, weigh as much as a small transit van. They're women, generally, and they track the lives of women who weigh, as I say, weigh half a ton. Imagine weighing half a ton, Don, having a film made out of a doco.
How would you wash yourself?
With a fire hose.
You'd have to have fire somebody. No, don't they call them feeders? The guys that are in it, they're called feeders.
Yeah, they're the little weeds that are married to them. Little weedy blokes. Little weedy blokes. I've had to say this before, small person, big world, that is dwarfs going about their...
Where do you find this?
This is on television. This is they get away with putting these freak shows on the name of sort of
entertainment.
That it's a sort of a doco.
Documentary.
Well, how would you get away with showing the lives and the escapades of 1,000-pound women? You've ever seen a 1,000-pound woman? It's extraordinary.
You have.
Well, only on the show I have here. So there's some light entertainment for you. Dr. Pimple Popper, botched 1,000-pound women and the small men, small people, big world. That's what's going on just on the cable channels. Don? Okay. How long did that go for? So what else? So go on. Ask us something else about. You've got to have something else to speak about. We can't just do a segment. For Bill's had enough. Now he's off. No, he's not. He's. What else can we say? Talk about, Don? No. Can we talk about anything else? You're not going to answer any of this, are you?
Well, I've finished.
All right. Well, I was trying to just think of something else to say. All right. Well, that's just a small segment, Don. So we'll ring off now and we'll see you. What is that?
That's Kate's protein balls.
Oh, Don. This has got down to the... When you can't think of anything to talk about, you either talk about the Hawthorne Football Club, equestrian racing, or Kate's protein balls. Kate saves protein balls. Don, you're a single track. You're like an amoeba. You're
That's a single cell. Yeah, it's not even an animal. You're a is one.
You're a
what's
one.
A double, what's a double? What is
you're
an amoeba?
You're a one track person.
We did it.
A single. It's the lowest form of living.
A single cell
entity.
Entity. What's a double cell? Amoeba, is it? Double cell or two cells or something?
All right, well, there we are. So how long till the football season starts again? When is the first practice game? That won't be long, and we'll be talking about that shortly. So well done, that's it.
I'm hoping around the streets late at night. I'm worried because...